Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The state of Alaska will not appeal the Juneau Access case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Instead, Governor Sean Parnell says it's time to get on with an environmental impact statement that considers improved ferry service in Lynn Canal. Two federal courts have sided with conservation groups that the state should have reviewed a no-build option to a highway out of Juneau. Chances that the Supreme Court would take the case are probably less than 1%. According to the State Department of Law, and if they did, it would be another 2 years before there would even be a decision. Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan says it's too risky. Instead, he says it'll take about 2 years to complete an EIS. That means studying marine highway routes, schedules, and ships, as well as reviewing and updating all the project alternatives. The state's preferred alternative extends Glacier Highway about 50 miles to the Katsihine River, where vehicles would have to board a ferry for the last leg of the trip to Haines or Skagway. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and other Lynn Canal environmental groups sued in 2006, saying the state and Federal Highway Administration should have taken into account better ferry service that did not require building new ferries, terminals, or roads. Lucan says the department will start the supplemental EIS process immediately.
They had suggested, you know, we keep the old ferries, and when we replace them, use those to provide adequate additional shuttle ferry service in the Lynn Canal, as well as, pull ferry service away from other southeast communities potentially when the need arises. So that's the direction we're going to go with this supplemental EIS, is looking at those other alternatives.
SEAC Executive Director Lindsay Ketchel says she's not surprised at the Parnell administration's decision to conduct the EIS, but she's disappointed the governor just doesn't drop the highway completely.
We think that the governor has not been able to factor into his transportation vision kind of a prudent and balanced approach. You know, we're seeing just huge amounts of money going towards studying the road to Umiat, tons of money going to studying the road to Nome, and then you add the Juneau Access Road. You know, at some point in time, you have to say there isn't going to be this amount of federal dollars available to build this amount of extension of transportation in the state of Alaska.
Ketchel says the state does not need the EIS to evaluate ferry options. Instead, the governor should take the project off the books. The supplemental environmental impact statement could cost up to $2.5 million, according to the request for proposals, which went out yesterday. A 39-year-old port protection man charged with beating another man to death and hauling his body away in a towed skiff has been released from jail. Ronald O'Neill's court-appointed public defender Diane Tobin says O'Neill was released on reduced bail yesterday. She says bail money was raised by a group of people in Craig and port protection. O'Neill is charged with second-degree murder and evidence tampering in the killing of Tracy Jean Simpson as early as August 6th. Tobin says she has not received police and autopsy reports, and she filed a motion this week to compel the state to turn them over. Ketchikan District Attorney Stephen West says the matter is a murder investigation, and it takes a while to gather reports from everyone. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some cloudy skies and areas of fog this morning and late tonight, with some isolated showers for most of the day today. Temperatures between 43 and 54 degrees for today, should get up to about 52 degrees tomorrow, with a possibility of showers and rain for most of this weekend.